There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind and talents, the creativity that you bring to your life and the lives of the people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age, said Sophia Loren. This is the thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind and talents, the creativity you bring to your life and the lives of the people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age. This sounds like a very simple panacea for age, but really, when we have learned to tap the talents of our mind and our heart, we have touched the fountain of youth. Because so many of us, as we age, that does not include me, so many of us as we age, we slow down. We stop doing things. We stop getting up. We stop going to parties. We stop being interested in life. Not interested in the world like the newspapers and what's going on, but interested in life. Interested in the flowers growing in your garden, for instance, you know. Interested in the children of the neighborhood, how they're progressing and what lovely words you can say to them. When you walk down the street, do you walk with your mind inside yourself, or do you walk with your head listening to the world around you and being excited about the people you see? Good morning, good morning. How are you this beautiful morning? My, don't you look wonderful. Hey, isn't this a great day? I told you I took a walk in the redwoods with Gregor Mueller and Rochelle.
Kiepelbeek.
And it was lovely. It was lovely. A beautiful day. We walked up a very steep path. And along the way, I said, hey, where's the escalator along here? And the young couple coming down says, we only went a short way. It's pretty steep. And different people I talked to. And then as we walked the lower way, well, in fact, as we walked the upper way, there was three young men who were trying to decide whether to be naughty or not. And so I just spoke to them and I said, man, you guys are great. I mean, here we come walking up this path and you greet us with smiles and you greet us with a confidence that you know who you are. And I say, you're just fantastic. And they were just about to smoke some marijuana or do something like that. You know? I mean, they had that guilty look about them, you know. And as I smiled at them and talked to them, they smiled back and they changed their whole attitude. And we walked up the path for another quite a distance. And then we came down and they were just sitting there relaxing, not doing anything negative to themselves. You see, we don't know the impact we have on people. And for instance, today, a mother who has just given birth to a child is told, get out of bed and get going. Over the years now, the mother is told, now you must rest, you must rest. You know, you've just had a tremendous experience. Our body is built to have that experience. It's not a traumatic experience that we don't expect. It is something our body is built to have. And you see, what your body is built to have and to have a traumatic experience are two different things. When you're in an accident, that's a traumatic experience. When your body is giving birth to a baby or growing pains, have you ever had growing pains? When you're growing up, your body just, it hurts, you know. Because your body and your bones and your muscles and everything are readjusting, especially if you're a fast grower like I was, like many taller young people are. So, when you're interested in life and get going, then lovely things happen. Now, as doctors, what word should we use? Economically efficacious, efficacious. The doctors are economically efficacious. How do you like that word? They want your money. They want you to be in the hospital. They want you to pay your hospital bills, but they want to get you out of the hospital as quick as possible because they need the beds. Mm-hmm. And so they kick you out. They say, go home. You just had an operation the day ago or yesterday or this morning. Now, you're all sewed up. Now, just go home and rest, you know. We need your bed. It's not that you shouldn't stay in the hospital. It's just that we need you at. Now, at home, you are likely to heal many times faster because in the hospital, they have so many germs and diseases and problems that are catching, contagious, that they have to use so much dynamite that it messes up the environment. They have to use all this antiseptic. They have to use all this cleansing stuff, this bleach, this everything to clean it, you know, to keep the bacteria, to keep the contagious diseases from contaminating all the patients in the hospital. It's not unusual for a disease to get out of line and kill a whole bunch of people in the hospital. That has happened many times. But it is not something they desire. It's not something we're teaching here, my goodness, no. What we are saying is that the very fact that they push you out of the hospital to go home because they need the bed indicates that you didn't really have to be there that long. That normally we could get out of the hospital sooner and have less expenses and also be home with our family and in our family situation if the family allows for it. Now, if it doesn't allow for it, you can rent a person to come in and babysit a patient much cheaper than you can keep them in the hospital room, you know. So, aside from that now, the fountain of youth, there is a fountain of youth in your mind and talents. The creativity you bring to your life and the lives of the people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you have truly defeated age. You see, when people get older, they slow down. Starting about the age of 25, I guess. You know? Mm-hmm. And they slow down and they stop being excited about life. Under that age, oh, they're a dynamo, they're soccer, they're this, they're that. Now, some older people get interested in soccer, play these games, and have a lot of fun. But what is it that they're doing? They are interested in life, and they are dynamic people. They're usually very healthy people. They have to be healthy to do that. And they're enjoying life very much. But when the doctor says to us, go home, then that means go home and continue enjoying life just like you have been. Start getting involved in it, having fun in it. Get going. We have a couple of invalids on campus here who were told by their doctor they were whole and perfect, and they came home here and they wanted to milk it a little longer. And so instead of getting going as well as they could, they laid back and whenever they felt a little pain, oh, and that does not do you any good. Because what it does, it just delays your control of yourself, your control of your body, your control of your life. Get going. That doesn't mean you have to win a race. Nobody's asking you to win a marathon. But it's just get active in your life again. Now, it doesn't mean doing what you do every day. It means doing, and of course, if you walk every day, that's great. But it means taking a walk. It means taking a walk of some distance. It means bending over and picking up the stones that are in the path. I throw stones in the path oftentimes to see if anyone picks them up. And it's been interesting how very few people pick them up. And I was walking out the path here toward the waterfall, and I saw a pair of shoes. And I thought, how interesting. And then as I looked again, there are a pair of shoes. And they were made out of blanket and wire. Someone had made a pair of shoes for themselves and walked across the border and left them there. And we'll have to put them in the trash. But they're blue shoes, you know, blue blanket, and apparently it got them that far. I don't think they were very comfortable. But they walked and they did it. Now, you should be out walking seeing these things. And you tell me, oh, the flowers are so beautiful, this is so beautiful. Well, it's not beautiful when you go so fast, if you drive, if you walk. And you don't have to go a long distance. You go, say, out to the waterfall and back. That's a nice, gentle path, and you don't have to go the whole waterfall, just go to the tree out there. But it's a wonderful thing. And then it gets you going. It gets you off the beaten path. It gets you out of the standard routine. But be sure to bend over and pick up the stones. Because that's good for you. That's good for your muscles. It's good. And when you bend over, you don't feel dizzy. You understand? If you think you feel dizzy, you're going to feel dizzy. When we have this fountain of youth in us, which is our mind and our talents, and we don't use it, it's quite a shame. It's quite a shame, because we have accessible to us everything in the universe, everything. We say to ourselves, I live in my
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
My ideal spirit, mind, she knows it, yeah. Our ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're the only one, huh? So, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, what else?
I'm whole and perfect.
I am whole and perfect. What else?
I like me.
My body is the temple of the living...
Yes, I like me. My body is the temple of the living spirit. Yes. Yes? Don't you have something to contribute, Ingeborg? What statement would you make, among others?
I like me.
I like me. That's good. That's good. That's beautiful.
I say every cell of my body is reinvigorated, is full of energy, is new, is the pure white light of love.
And when you say that, what do you feel?
All new. All beautiful. All new, fresh.
Now, you know, I have seen people kill themselves. And they do it in a very beautiful way. They start doing like this. They're breathing in, hyperventilating, destroying themselves so they don't get enough oxygen. Well, you're not going to get oxygen that way. You got to get oxygen by breathing gently and slowly. And if you're going to hyperventilate, if you're going to hack in and hack out, just like me, I mean, Ellen was telling me that years ago, when she was a young punk and had a baby, the doctors told her to hyperventilate to help the baby be born. And she said really what they were doing was getting your attention away from the fact that the baby was there and that there might be a little unpleasantness, a little pain. But in the process, many mothers died because they hyperventilated and they went over the edge. And this happens quite often. Athletes sometimes hyperventilate as they're getting ready to dive in the water and swim, and they fall in the water and drown. Nobody knows that they're having a problem, because just the second before, they were a marvelous athlete standing on the edge of the pool. We have to be very careful, because if we're going to go around acting sick, acting unable to do things, we're not going to be able to do things. And to be youthful and to be dynamic means that we involve ourselves in life. Now, you know and I know that a 97-year-old man isn't going to run as well as a 20-year-old man. And that's incorrect. There are many 97-year-old, not many, there's a number of 97-year-old marathoners who run very well and they can beat anybody and swim and other things. But you see, they're alert. Now, why does Georgia and a few other states keep electing these octogenarians and the septuagenarians and so on, going up into the 80s and 90s, back to office, because they are alert. They are interested in what they're doing, and they know everybody. They know how to handle it, and they know how to take care of what the state's needs are in Congress and in federal government. And they're alive, alert, and to the moment they die, they're alive and alert. And when they're done with their show, they just take their last breath and say goodbye, you know, or they say goodbye and then take the last breath. One way or the other. But live every moment of your life, and you will, what does she say here? You will defeat age. Because when you are happy, when you are healthy, when you are vital. Now, we had Dorothea here, and Dorothea is a super lady. But Dorothea is 86, 85, she will be 86, and she's had some difficulties, and she was saying, I said, Dorothea, knock it off. I said, you're not some dying swan. I said, talk with confidence, talk with purpose, put a little bit of enthusiasm in your voice. Oh, you mean like this? That's right, just like that, all the time. If you're going to talk like a dying swan, you better die, because it's pitiful to have you around dying all this time. And people do that. People do that. They want you to pity them. They want you to feel sorry for them. And her story is enough to make anyone have pity for her, that's for sure. Fire and whatever else she'd been through. But many of us, human beings, have been through difficult circumstances too. maybe even more difficult, maybe less difficult. But for us, it was difficult. It was a tough experience. And if we can stand up and be who we are, whole and perfect, wonderful, dynamic, under any circumstances, we can make it. We can make it. We can live. I think it's wonderful, and this is my choice for myself, and we'll see how good I do it. I choose to live every day of my life fully, wonderfully, happily, and the day that I move on to another adventure, I'm going to move on with a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit. Isn't that a good idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, what is it that the billionaires would give their money for?
Health.
Health. A healthy mind, a healthy body, a healthy spirit. And they'd love to have some young person's body and put their head on it. You know? Wouldn't that look strange? But the thing is, health. Now, why then don't we spend a great deal more of our time dwelling on health, dwelling on those things that bring about health, that create health in our life? Why don't we do it? Well, we don't. We dwell on just the opposite. We dwell on illness. We dwell on all those things. Well, the University of Healing dwells on health. University of Philosophy dwells on absolute. And we have many, many more things coming down the line. But this is a never-ending story. And it's a never-ending additions to these stories, because here we have taken these quotes for our topics for today from many sources and rewritten some of them, and those we did not rewrite, we quoted the person that we got them from. And even though you might not know the person. But they're beautiful. They cause us to think. They cause us to be alert about ourselves. And she says, there is a fountain of youth. It is your mind and talents. The creativity you bring to your life and the lives of the people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age. Now, you think that she was on Jesus' team. As Jesus said, the last enemy you will overcome is death. Now, why did he call death an enemy? Because we feel it's an enemy. Why did he call God the Father, God the Father? Why did he call God the Father? Because that's the way people understand it. And people must get away from thinking about God as a Father and thinking about God as the allness, as the isness, as absolute. But that's a big step, because we like that loving presence of God as the Father. And we like the loving consciousness that we think that Jesus was. But Jesus was a tough cracker. He was not easy. He stood right there and said, what do you want of me? I'm the spirit of all good. I only see you whole and perfect. And he said, you terrible person. He didn't say terrible person. He said, you, I know what's in your mind. And so I'm going to give you a test. I'm going to give you wholeness. I don't do that very often. I'm going to give you wholeness. Go and tell no one. That's your test. Tell no one. Let's see if you can do it. They couldn't. They went and told others, and they lost the healing. You see, if they had done the healing for themselves, they wouldn't have told anybody. I healed myself today of a broken finger. Well, bully for you. Why did you break it in the first place? You stupid so-and-so. You see, we show our ignorance, we show our limitation by what we dwell upon. So when we dwell upon health, we're dwelling upon the unlimited. When we dwell upon illness, we are dwelling upon the limitedness, because it takes away the health. The health is still there, but it takes away our attention from health, our attention from allness. So, thank you, Sophia Loren, for your lovely comment, and we will bear it in mind as we live a dynamic, healthy, wonderful life from the fountain of youth. And that fountain of youth is our mind and our talents. I love you.
We love you. Thank you.